Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. And I'd like to speak to you about freedom. The Apostle Paul starts Galatians chapter 5 with these words: "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." And he was talking about Old Testament laws versus New Covenant laws. Speaking of freedom, we just celebrated Independence Day, remembering that on July 4, 1776, the Continental Congress passed the Declaration of Independence. In the Declaration, we find these words: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." In the preamble to the Constitution, which was adopted March 4, 1789, we also find these words: "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Freedom, equality, unalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, unity, justice, tranquility, welfare, blessings of liberty, all words we find rooted in Scripture and cherished in America. Paul warns against falling from grace while returning to carnal legalism. He highlights the freedom we have in Christ and the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. Verse 5, "For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope." Verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." Verse 13, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Verse 14, "The entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious," and he states some, but I want to highlight these, which seem to be growing more and more in our country today: hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. Paul says, "I warn you that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another, even here in America. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your radio pastor of the day.